This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Koenig Pilsner. It's a Category 2A German Pilsner. It's, I'm trying to see where it's from. Duisburg? I don't know if that's the right way to say it. It's a German beer. It's a very pale yellow color. It's crystal clear. And it's got a tall, pure white head. All that looks fine. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma. It's got like a initial sulfury nose. Seems to be venting off. There's also like a hint of metallic there. That's not good. Let's see, it's beneath that, I'm getting a moderately strong noble hop nose. It's nice to have it that high. It's floral and spicy. The moderate pils malt. The malt has sort of a rounded sweetness to it. Otherwise, it's clean, getting strong aromatics. I'm going to come back to that and see how much of that initial quality remains. Sometimes with imports, you get some weird stuff that goes away. So, let's do flavor now. Well, it's got a high bitterness, moderate pils malt, and noble hop flavor. Crisp, dry finish. It's got a very clean lager character. There's some minerally, sulfury flavors in the finish, which adds to the dryness. It's a sort of a flinty, minerally water profile. I'm just left with that dryness and mineral flavor, like the sulfates in Burton beer will accentuate the bitterness. So it's accentuating the bitterness and the dryness. So this is coming across as more of a northern version of the pils. They tend to be drier and more bitter than the southern versions. All in the same category, it's just like there's regional differences. This is tasting a little bit like a Jaeger pils. So there's lingering bitterness. It's partially offset with a sort of a light pils malt flavor. I get this sort of impression of malty sweetness, but it's dry. That good continental pils malt flavor. But the hops sort of rise up quickly and tend to dominate. This beer's mostly about the hops. So I'm going to give it an 18. It's fairly aggressive in the hopping. Mouthfeel. It's a medium light body, medium carbonation. Palate is smooth with a really crisp finish. Give it a 5. Let me go back and check the aroma again. Well, that sulfury, minerally, metallic kind of quality is gone. I didn't like it when it was there. It could be just the buildup of minerals in the water, gassing off. The mineral content of the water is pretty high. I'm thinking it's got that Burton-like flavor. So let me give the aroma a 9. I sort of like how it is now, but I didn't like how it was for a while. It was long enough to distract me. It wasn't just the initial venting and there it goes. It hung around for a while. So... Yeah. It's good now. If I had just smelled this initially, if it smelled like it did now, I probably would have given it like an 11. But let me give it a 9 for aroma. So overall, you know, it had that suspect nose that was odd. Import or water or, you know, I don't know if age had anything to do with it. The beer seemed fairly clean, but, you know, it did come from Germany. I like the dryness and bitterness, the emphasis on the hop character, clean flavor. So I think, like I said, this is reflecting the sort of northern German preference for drier, more bitter, lighter colored pilsners. It's got that. But it definitely has the classic German pils malt and German noble hop flavors to it. I like that the bitterness here is emphasized. And even with it having minerally water like that, it's not coming across as harsh. It's coming across as really dry. It's got probably a touch more mineral content in it than I would prefer. You know, you know, it's like oversalting your food. You know, it's like you want the salt to enhance the flavor, but if you say, gee, that's salty, then, you know, it's gone too far. You know, I like minerals in a dry beer to enhance the dryness and enhance the hop bitterness, but if I start saying, gee, that's sulfury and it tastes like it's in the water, then it's a little much for me. So, you know, that's a little bit of a knock. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall. I like the beer mostly. The nose was a little weird at first, and it's a little minerally. So that's a total score of a 43. So it's the Kiernig Pilsner. Kiernig means king. And it's a Category 2A German Pilsner.